I now declare the official part of the meeting for the 29th of January 2025 open at 2 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I ask you please to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Please be seated. I would also like to acknowledge the Wangal people, who are the traditional custodians of our area, and pay my respects to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to other First Nations people who may be present. Councillors are reminded of their oath or affirmation of office under Section 223A of the Local Government Act, and your obligations under Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I note that the meeting is being recorded, and I remind you that Council and Council committees are audio recorded for the purpose of assisting with the preparation of meeting minutes and promoting public transparency, and they are promptly made available for public review via the Council website. I note there are no apologies or leave of absence. Previous meeting, there was an approval for Councillor Batta to attend council meetings via Zoom, and I believe she's still online. Is that right, Angela? Michelle, sorry. Declarations of interest by councillors. I am declaring a pecuniary interest in item 125 Croydon Todd Alternate Master Plan. Nature of my interest: my family owns property at the Strand, Croydon and Britannia Avenue build, which are affected by the options in the report, and I remove myself from any decision and leave the meeting. So the meeting will be chaired by the Deputy Mayor. So that being the case, I will now hand over, I believe that's my job done. Declaration of political donations. I note there are no declarations of political donations. So now I'll hand over item 1/25. I'll hand over to the Deputy Mayor to take the chair.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to have a break for a second. I've got to use the toilet, so we'll excuse me just for a minute. Thank you. I'm sorry about that. Okay, what I'd like to do is go into item 1/25, which is the OK, Okay, that's okay. Croydon Transport Orientated Development, TOD Program, Alternative Master Plan, Post Exhibition Report, and final submissions to the New South Wales Government. Now, I would actually like to move the motion, Council's recommendation, with some changes. I have some copies that I'd like to distribute to our councillors and also to members of the public through our governance. Okay, thanks. Give me one. Yeah. Thanks. Okay, so I'll just go through this motion and read it out while you have a chance to look through it. So the council adopt option four, that is three comes into four, as an alternate response to the New South Wales Government Transport Orientated Development TOD program, as included under attachment one. The section two that's in red needs to be excluded. That is, the adopted option one in one above include the Strand Croydon, and councils engaged consultants commence and pre-specific study to the area to identify opportunities and preserve and strengthen character DCP provisions. We've just reworded that, and what I'd like to include is that option four include the Strand Croydon in including this area. Into three parts. A, council engaged consultants commence a precinct specific study for the Strand Croydon in the Burwood LGA zoned E1 area to identify opportunities to preserve and strengthen the character provisions in the DCP. B, council requests the New South Wales Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure and New South Wales Minister for Planning and Public Space as part of the submission to list the Strand Croydon in the Burwood LGA zoned E1 as a local heritage item group under the Burwood Local Environmental Plan 2012. In the event the Minister declines the request for immediate heritage listing, Council commence a heritage review to progress the heritage listing process via a planning proposal. And C, Council issue an interim heritage order under New South Wales Heritage Act 1977 for the properties at the Strand Croydon in Burwood LGA zoned E1. The area requires further heritage inquiry and investigations and must be protected as it is likely to be harmed while Council undertakes the heritage review and develops precinct controls. Now, three in the original needs to be taken out, that the adopted option in one above excludes any allotments in the Lucas Heritage Conservation from inclusion. I'd like to include as three that the Council amend the Burwood North Master Plan adopted in May 2024 to include the changes identified in option four, figure nine, on page 19 of the agenda report for the Burwood North Master Plan area, along with any other required correspondence amendments. So 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, 9, and 10 remain. That's 4, that Council endorsed the Burwood Local Environment Plan 2012 clause amended as exhibited. 5, that the adopted option in one above be forwarded to the New South Wales Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure and New South Wales Minister of Planning and Public Space by the 31st of January 2025 as Council's endorsed alternate response to the New South Wales Government's Transport Orientated Development TOD program. 6, that the Council prepare a report to on the adopted option outlined in one above, which includes a public domain plan and work schedule, an updated infrastructure contribution plan, and a development control plan. 7, that the General Manager be delegated to undertake minor modification to any numerical, topographical interpretation and formatting errors, or amend any element of the adopted option in one above,
in order to address any post-submission concerns issued raised by the New South Wales Department of Planning, Housing and Infrastructure and the New South Wales Minister for Planning and Public Space, if required, to enable the options implementation. 8, that all persons who made a submission to the draft master plan and landholders within the study area be advised of the Council's decision. 9, that the Director, City Strategy, continue discussions with senior officers of DPHI to request the acceleration of the Burwood North Master Plan precinct implementation via a state environmental planning policy. And 10, that the General Manager provide updates to Council at key interval stages of the implementation process. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Esper, thank you. So I'll just grab some water. Okay, I would like to say a few words before we discuss the motion. Firstly, I'd like to thank the residents for their participation tonight and over the last few months. Thank you for your involvement and feedback. As you can see, Council has listened, our staff has listened and taken on board that feedback, and tonight have put forward a number of options that reflect that feedback. This is democracy in action. I would like to thank the staff and our consultants for the hard work done. I appreciate why you have recommended option 3 in the report, but politically, I feel that the best option is actually option 4. I'd like to remind everyone that doing nothing would mean letting the original TOD provisions activate. And all along, this council said we wouldn't support the TOD plan, as it would have affected some of our cherished heritage conservation areas. I think it's critical that we choose, not the state government choose. And option 4 is the most consistent with the approach we've taken so far. From the beginning, we told the state government that Croydon should not have had a TOD, and instead, additional density to be placed on Burwood North around the metro station. We then decided to protect the Malvern Hill and Sintra estates. We decided to protect the many heritage properties on the southern end of the railway line, and tonight I'm proposing that we activate additional protection for the Strand through formal heritage listing, an interim heritage order and specific precinct controls aimed at preserving the character of our area while encouraging upkeep and maintenance through a rezoning. At the same time, we are all mindful that housing is important and that we want our young people to be able to enjoy beautiful suburbs like Croydon for generations to come. I think the combination presented in option 4 balances both needs. It would allow us to deliver housing around Croydon Station while preserving the character of the area and offsetting any shortfalls in the targets on Burwood North, an area that we have master planned and that we know is ready to take on density around a key transport infrastructure asset like the Metro Line and Metro Station. Tonight, we must have the courage to make a decision, so I put this motion to you. Councillor Esper, would you like to speak a seconder?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to support option 4 and your suggested changes. Over the last few months, I've spoken with many residents and have carefully considered the details prepared by our staff and consultants. And I agree option 4 presents the most consistent approach. Build has done a lot of work around its town centre and Build North. And from the beginning, we have strongly opposed the idea of a TOD in Croydon. But unfortunately, do nothing is not an option in this case. And so, I think we must find the most balanced way forward. Offsetting density in Burwood North while still creating some capacity for housing in Croydon. This council has been clear from the beginning that we would protect and preserve our heritage conservation areas, and we have consistently done so. With your recommended changes, we are confirming our position of not affecting the Malvern Hill and Sintra estates, the many heritage properties on the southern side of the railway, as well as the conservation areas around Lucas Road. And tonight, we can make a powerful decision to progress a heritage listing for the Strand, adding a layer of protection via an interim heritage order to avoid any unfortunate incidents along the way. At the same time, we reiterate Burwood's pragmatic approach, a non-political attempt to identify a solution that is acceptable and logical. I also would like to thank the residents for their involvement and feedback, and our staff for their professionalism with extremely tight deadlines and at times confusing parameters from the state government. I fully support the recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Esper. Any speakers for or against the motion? Councillor Wu?
This is the first time I've seen these amendments. I'm just letting you know, so I'm seeing it for the first time. I will support the amendment by Labor councillors to submit option 4 and the amendments. I just want to say that the Croydon Todd was not an opportunity for Burwood Council to rezone the back streets of Burwood and Croydon with 8 to 30 storey apartments. The intention of the Todd policy was to build much needed housing around transport hubs. The New South Wales government specifically chose Croydon and not Burwood as the Todd location. For many years now, Burwood has been the ugly sister to Croydon.
Councillor, can you speak a bit closer so we can hear the actual call? Thank you.
For many years now, Burwood has been the ugly sister to Croydon, accommodating high-rise after high-rise. Many Burwood residents say that Burwood has consistently done the heavy lifting in terms of delivering housing. The Burwood North Master Plan alone would deliver almost 8,000 additional dwellings. The reason Croydon has been able to maintain its village status, despite it being 10 kilometres from Sydney CBD, is because Council has always prioritised preserving Croydon. The original Croydon Master Plan and now options 3 and 4 are prime examples of this, where large swaths of single dwelling streets below the railway line are given blanket exemptions, despite falling within the 400 metre Todd radius and being less than 10 minutes walk from Croydon Station. Just because some areas of Burwood and Croydon are not formally listed as part of a heritage conservation area does not mean these homes are of any lesser value to the people living in it. It has amazed me the length that Council will go to prioritise the residents of Malvern Hill and Sintra Estate. It means pushing all the density above the railway line and placing the burden on these residents to pick up the slack. It also cherry-picks which heritage conservation area to protect. In considering today's options, my first preference will be the Todd in option 1. It is the most equitable solution, distributing density above and below the railway line in Croydon. The Todd provisions protect heritage items, and development applications in heritage conservation areas will continue to be assessed and determined by Council. I know that Inner West Council is also implementing the Todd on their side of Croydon. Options 3 and 4 requires Burwood to shoulder about 40% of the total dwellings. If the Todd is not supported and Burwood must take on more density, my preference will be option 4 with your amendments, Deputy Mayor, which would move the density in Croydon back within the 400 metre radius and shift the additional density away from Burwood Westfield and Burwood Station towards the Metro, where Burwood North is already slated for high-rise dwellings. I note that Burwood North also engaged in an 18-month consultation process where residents are more willing to accept the high density. I also support including the Strand in whichever option is submitted. Croydon residents will continue to rely on Burwood if the Strand is prevented from revitalisation. It is critical that with a number of residents projected to move into Croydon, they have a high street that services their daily needs. Four stories is a very reasonable uplift, considering it is located a stone's throw away from Croydon Station. The original street facades can still be maintained, but better adapted to create a vibrant precinct. Council says that option 3 is preferred over option 4 as the additional density in Burwood is located closer to Croydon Station. However, this was never a matter of concern in the original master plan, where Council proposed placing 90% of the density outside of the 400 metre radius, including the highest density of 30 storeys in Burwood. If it had not been for the residents of Burwood and Croydon waking up to what was being proposed in the draft Croydon Master Plan, which should have been called the Burwood Croydon Master Plan, if they had not taken the time to read the 300-page plan, to draft submissions, attend meetings, take time out of their weekend to write petitions and raise awareness, the original Croydon Master Plan would have been voted through in November last year. This exercise has caused mass division within the community. We had neighbours reporting on neighbours. We had banners slashed and police cord. The tension and frustration within our community is an all-time high between those living in Burwood versus Croydon, North versus South, heritage area versus non-heritage area. Now, newly affected residents in options 3 and 4 have been dragged into this process at the very last minute without any opportunity for consultation. This should be an example of how planning shouldn't be done. Finally, I want to thank the residents who I've met throughout this process. Thank you for entrusting me with your concerns, your anger, your fears and frustrations. I'm incredibly sorry that the community has been subjected to this, firstly by the New South Wales Government and now by Council. I hope today we can achieve a good compromise solution that can balance the needs of both current and future generations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Wu. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say something today special because those who celebrate Lunar New Year, for spending your time, for coming out today. Today is a very special day for a lot of people who celebrate this Lunar New Year, and I thank you for your time. And I also thank people who came, make the submissions as well, and also I'm spending a lot of time looking into different options and also reaching out to us as our capacity as a councillor to let us know your concerns. Throughout the process, it's never easy, and I always try to reach it out to many, many people as I can through their emails or through the calls. But as a Burwood resident who lives in George Street, I understand the Shaftesbury Road, the traffic congestions, and also I'm also a regular customer in the Strand. So I understand that the Strand and the heritage value over there is very, very important to me. I spend some of the weekends over there, so that community is extraordinarily special, and the heritage is definitely special in New South Wales as well. So concerning all the difficulties in front of us, I will go for option 4. I believe that option 4, where we share some, let the Burwood North share some responsibilities, so to have to meet the housing targets, I think that's the right way to do so. Just and thank you all for coming today. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Councillor Yang. Thank you. Councillor Sukuti, you put your hand up. Did you want to say something? Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, the Chair. Can you all hear me?
We can.
Perfect. Firstly, I would like to thank all of the residents for engaging in the process and, just looking after the various options provided to them and, providing their feedback and the submissions. I think it's one of the most important aspects of these consultation process. So thank you all for engaging with it. The other thing I would like to really say is I wanted to thank the Burwood Council staff for all the hard work that they've put in and showing great professionalism throughout the process. I really wanted to thank the council staff as well. But Mr. Deputy Mayor, the Chair, I would like to speak in support of this motion of going for option 4 with the recommendations, and would also like to reiterate that one of the core commitments that we made to our community in the recent election was also to protect the cultural heritage within our LGA, and in supporting this motion I do believe that we are upholding that commitment to our community and respecting the overwhelming majority that the team received to deliver the best council, the best outcomes for all living within the Burwood LGA. So definitely would like to show my support for option 4 with the recommendations. Thank you very much. Thank you all for attending.
Thank you, Councillor Sukuti. Thank you. To the whole.
Thank you, yes, sir. Deputy Mayor. Firstly, may I thank all the residents and all the citizens here today and all those who made submissions to this process and all those who came along to speak today. Your submissions have been well heard. And I to some extent, I join in with Councillor Wu's apology to you for having to take time out of your lives to participate in this, because I slightly demur from Mr. Deputy Mayor when he says it's a great exercise in democracy. The state government has effectively imposed this process on us and said, you're going to get the Croydon Todd no matter what. We don't care really what you think about it, but if you don't come up with something else that achieves our targets, you're going to get it anyway. I don't know what that has to do with democracy, actually, but there has been some consultation and some response to your concerns by the council, and I have to acknowledge that. I have to say, for those reasons, I've never experienced, Mr. Deputy Mayor, so much anger amongst the residents in relation to a proposal before council as I have with this Croydon Todd. For that reason, I would suggest, Mr. Deputy Mayor, that it is being imposed on us by a state government, which has apparently no concerns for residents, worries and concerns about the impact on our community. And many of the speakers today summarise that very well. The word ad hoc was used in relation to the whole 400 metres from a train station basis for it. There's concerns about loss of homes in our area, the loss of community, the need to preserve our houses and our homes as a family legacy. That is why people move to Burwood and Croydon, because they want to preserve their homes and pass it on to their children. Many of the people here today and many owners who have contacted me have owned their homes for generations and wish to see their children and their children, inherit and preserve that legacy. And that can only be expected. There's also been concerns about too much high-rise in this area, which I share. There is too much high-rise in Burwood and Croydon, and proposed for Croydon as well, which, is going to affect the character of this area. Nonetheless, despite these concerns about the lack of consultation and I think the reckless disregard by the Minns Labor government on the impacts of all these proposals, in my opinion, to roads and congestion and infrastructure, of which we've been told absolutely nothing by the state government, no information about what infrastructure is going to be provided to provide for this increase in population of at least 10,000 people under this proposal. And when you put the Burwood North master plan together with it, we could be talking about some 50,000 people coming into the area. Where is the infrastructure? There has not been a satisfactory answer to that, in my opinion. So, which brings us to the proposal here before us this evening, which I think has been condensed down into option four. The other proposals, I think there has been widespread opposition to them, and that is the predominant feedback I have received as well. So in my view, option four does make some attempt to respond to the residents' concerns, particularly in respect of preserving heritage areas and heritage items, including Morven Hill and including Lucas Road. So it does respond to some degree to those concerns. I do agree with the amendment put forward by Mr. Deputy Mayor to preserve the Strand as a heritage item, a group heritage item. That is something which I believe is long overdue. It does make a lot of sense to do that. I'm glad that it has been proposed as part of this proposal, because the Strand is probably the best preserved Federation period shopping strip in New South Wales. It is an iconic symbol of the heritage of our area, and encapsulates the village atmosphere of Croydon, which attracts so many people to become residents here in Burwood and in Croydon. So it will, of course, not, in my understanding, prevent the sympathetic development of the Strand to the four stories as is proposed here. I will be scrutinising that very closely when the proposal comes to us in more detail to ensure that it does comply with the and it is truly sympathetic to the heritage, Federation heritage character of the Strand, because if we don't preserve our heritage in Burwood and Croydon, then we've got nothing left. We need to preserve it. And I also thank the members of the Burwood District Historical Society for their submissions as part of this process, as well as others who have advocated for that outcome. I, with some reluctance, I will support the motion before council.
Thank you, Councillor Hull. Thank you. Pascal, as seconder, would you like to add any further comments?
No further comment. Thank you.
Okay. I have a right of reply. In conclusion, I'd like to thank our councillors, all our councillors here. I'd like to say a few words before I put the motion to the vote. Once again, I'd like to thank the staff for the hard work they've done over the last 12 months. I know it hasn't been easy at times, but you've behaved professionally and ethically all the way. I would also like to thank the Mayor for his relentless advocacy with the state government, first in seeking and obtaining an extension of time on the implementation of the TOD program, and then in promoting a longer consultation program that was suggested by the Department of Planning was only 2 weeks. I'd like to thank the residents. It hasn't been easy for you either. Every time a big planning decision like this is put forward, there are strong emotions and strong reflect and react in different ways. Burwood is growing a city, a much-loved city, and many of the things we love about Burwood have come because of our evolution, our progress as one of the most vibrant suburbs in Sydney. It's only natural that more people want to make Burwood their home. But as council, we can ensure this is achieved in a balanced way. Burwood Council has always been progressive, and the work we have done in our town centre and lately in Burwood North is evidence of that. We are a regional strategic centre in global Sydney. But we need to recognise we have been doing some heavy lifting, and all along our commitments have been to preserve our suburbs and our heritage and conservation areas. As elected members, we have a responsibility to make these decisions. We must act with courage. We should not play politics at the expense of our residents, lives and emotions, but analyse the information provided to us, the risk, the feedback from our community, and ultimately make what we think is the best decision for our residents, now and in the future. For this reason, I put forward this motion. So I'd like to put the vote now to our councillors. A show of hands for those that support the amended motion that I've just put up. Okay, that's wonderful. We've got every councillor supporting this motion: Councillor Yang, Councillor Hull, Councillor Espar, Councillor Wu, Councillor Sikiti Bata, and Councillor Manor. Declare the motion carried unanimously. I'd like again to thank all the residents that have come here tonight to support their community and make sure that their voices are heard. Thank you for coming. I declare the meeting closed at 6:36. Thank you.